It's time for Freak's Pick. It's the key game, matchup, or event to look out for in sports this weekend.
We start in college football with the game that Matt and I picked to be an upset this week. Number 9, Auburn, going to Tennessee. That's ESPN, that's 11 a.m. With that early kickoff and the way Tennessee's been playing at home, I expect them to show up for this one.
World's largest tree stand.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to go to the NFL. The 5-3 Detroit Lions taking on the 5-3 Chicago Bears. That's going to be 12 o'clock on Fox, and that's for the top of the NFC North. It's a battle at the top of the division there. And, of course, Green Bay, I have something to say about that. They're also 5-3.
Who does Green Bay have this week?
They play Philly at home, but, of course, they're going with Seneca Wallace, backup quarterback.
Yeah. It'd be an interesting game right there, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then move on to later in the day at 3:05 on Fox. The Carolina Panthers taking on the San Francisco 49ers. A battle of two young quarterbacks, got Cam versus Cap. Mm-hmm. And then two teams that kind of remind me of each other as far as they have good defenses. And San Francisco has more playmakers all together on offense, but good running game, good young quarterbacks, mirror images of each other. Then a little later that day, you got the Denver Broncos taking on the San Diego Chargers. That's 3:25 CBS. It's going to be Denver coming off a bye. First game without head coach John Fox. And
Jack Del Rio.
Yeah.
He's in charge on the sideline.
He's making his return as far as being in charge.
And I think he'll be real similar to what John Fox does. They're good buddies off the field, too, and have been for a while. I don't look for him to change much, you know, to try to really get in the way. Mm-hmm. You know, I know he does call the defensive plays. And it's a luxury to have Peyton Manning as quarterback because you don't. It's kind of hands off with the quarterback and offense there.
And, right, and like you said, that it's the same philosophy. And then that night, the Sunday night game, 7:30 NBC, Dallas Cowboys taking on the New Orleans Saints. You got a battle of two division leaders there. Saints are looking to bounce back after a loss, and then the Cowboys look to continue on and stay at the top of their division. Now my pick. Number 13, LSU at number 1, Alabama, CBS, prime time, 7 p.m. on Saturday.
And we both took Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is, Joe and Trey, Philadelphia, if they beat Green Bay, Dallas loses to the Saints, they'll both be 5-5 in that NFC East right now.
Oh, yeah. It's going to tighten up. And, I mean, it was interesting going back to last night. If the Redskins had won, I mean, it's going to stay like that all season.
Redskins started last year 3-6 and made the playoffs.
Yes.